Up with the weights, I work. Down with the pack, I roll. Up with the sack, and you know that I deserve it. Half and half when we split the perks. Yeah, the preacher man said, please remember that your savior's on the way. I still remember when the teacher man said, I wouldn't make it, but I made it anyway.
I remember say it wasn't easy. Right now, everything is amazing. Steady dropping them logo. Them are taking my photo. I remember that they're telling me no, no. Right now, everything is global. Steady dropping them logo. Them are taking my photo.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Vibes and Killer Willy podcast brought to you by Dr. Joshua Kamau. I'm clapping for myself because God did it. God did it. No, I didn't do it too. God did it. It was not me. I am so grateful. First of all, I'm proud of myself. It wasn't easy. It really wasn't. And then I'm also grateful to God because, like, hey, thank you. Because, hey. God, you know what I went through. Like, you know where my mental health, how bad it was. Like, I was having some, I had some really dark days, guys. During these exams, I had some really, really dark days. You know, friends had to check up on me. Like, yo, are you going to hurt yourself? Not doing well, obviously. And what pulled me through it was, it could only be God. It wasn't like I said, I don't think I orchestrated anything or I did some this thing. It's not, I didn't have any some supernatural strength or some supernatural mental strength and everything. It was just God. And I was able to just, like, you know, I say that, you know what, I'm going to put this aside. I'm going to pray about it. I'm just going to, you know, leave it be. And no matter how bad I felt, like, the grace of God held me down, and I'm very grateful. I'm very, very, very grateful for that. Man, I know why my friends were concerned. They saw something I put on social media, and they were concerned, and I get that. And I really appreciate every one of them for checking up on me during that period. May God bless each and every one of you. So yeah, Dr. Joshua Kamau, I'm not going to lie to you, that feels good to say. Like, you know, seeing your classmates, like, everybody just, this thing you've been working on for a while, you had been working at for years, and bam, yes, bam, we all did it. Now checking the result that day was no. Wow, I woke up that morning, I was trying to think about everything. I was trying not to, you know, do my best to be positive. Everybody was doing their best. I think a lot of us were just doing our best to be positive, but you know, the tension, we were waiting by the phone in the morning. The class captain put it on the page that, you know, they are going to have the final examiners meeting. Then after that, time for the results, time to check the results will be communicated on the page. So just like, whoa. So when the class captain puts it on the page that, like, the time to communicate the time to actually go and check your results would be communicated on the page. So till you don't need to go to the administration to check your results till a certain time where the class captain states it, because for some weird reason, University of Ghana, if you want to check your results, you know, University of Ghana Medical School, if you want to check your results, you have to go there, everybody in person, and queue and go and look at a list that they have pasted inside an office of an office, and then look through the pass list and the fail list, and then see your result, and then come out and have your reaction to whatever happened to you in real time. Like, everybody can see it. you can't have a private moment with getting a result. You understand? I don't think it's the best way. They have to find a better way of doing it. Honestly, I was going to say I'm not going to criticize them, but they do have to find a better way of doing it. It's very, very, very cumbersome. Like the tension waiting on that line, you know. The tension waiting on that line. Everybody was just, you know, trying to crack jokes, ease it off, laughing about different things. People coming out, you know, seeing their face change, and like some people come out and it's leaps and it's tears of joy, and people are jumping and people are leaping and you're there and you see some other people still coming out and they're like, you know, kind of like trying to keep it mellow, but you see that they too, they're excited and you're like, okay. And you see some people to come out and you're not sure what happened. No, that was a very, very chaotic line. Like emotionally chaotic. Everybody was just there, you know, laughing, looking at each other's face. Every 2 minutes. But yeah. We checked and then, oh god, when I couldn't even find my name on the list initially. Like I went in there looked through the pass list. It's usually in yellow paper, and then I think the, what's it called, and the referred list is in pink paper. So first of all, look through the yellow paper, look through the entire place. I could not find my index number, for the love of god. I looked through again. Ah god, talk to them. I looked again. I was like, ah no, wait. God. Okay. I looked through the fail list. I was like looking. I didn't see my number. I was like, oof, okay. No, you know what? Confirm. Look. Then I actually took my time to look through the fail list. I looked through the past more than once, so I wanted to like just look through the field list more than once too. And I went through it a little bit more steady this time, and I didn't see my name, I didn't see my number rather, on the field list. And I was like, okay, bam, I know I'm on the pass list. I just need to like see it and confirm it. And right there and then, the secretary at the dean's office was like, what's taking so long? Haven't you seen your number? Haven't you seen it? And I was like, no, I haven't seen it. And right there, I was still looking at the pass list again, looking for a number. And she was like, okay, you know what? What's your name? Then she looked through a list that actually had our names and our numbers and everything. And she asked, what's your name? And I told her my name. And she's like, oh, but you've passed. And I was like, oh god. My heart at that moment. Hey, thank god. Like, it can only be god, man. It can really only be god. Have I spoken about how hard it was mentally for me during this? I have. Like, I'm still remembering how hard it was mentally for me during this exam, and also the entire week leading up to it. Like, take even when we're going to take the pictures that most of us have released now. If you're on social media, most of us have released our pictures now. Like, the tension in all our faces in the backgrounds of those smiles. Like, if you actually saw behind the scenes, like the tension, and everybody was like, hey god, hey, when is this coming out? When is this like the results coming out on this? Okay, are you okay? Are you this? And people are thinking about it and just like, ah, Charlie, this, that. And then you're hearing rumors like, oh, certain departments like that has finished comparing results, oh, certain number of people got referred. And you're like, and you're hearing conflicting numbers. And you're like, hey, okay, maybe it's bullshit. Excuse my French. You're just going to like not take your mind off it. But then again, you're thinking about it like, ah, that means it's not 100% pass. And you're like, hey god, you're hoping you're not part of those people, but you are like, I think it's like, maybe it's bullshit. and you're just like, you know what, God, everything's going to be fine. I'm not going to take my mind, or I'm going to put it on my mind, but it's on your mind though. It's actually on your mind, you know. Oh God, after checking the results, the immediate relief, like the relief that night, people like, oh, we're going to this is just like, it was just, I think all most of us felt was just relief. Like, we all saw that we're going to party. Everybody was like, oh, we're going to party after this exam. Practically the results come out, immediately the results come out. But Charlie, we did not party. Oh, everybody just went to sleep, because it's just like, ah, the tension had been building up for a minute. Sleep, we've all been sleeping since. It's now that most of us are not trying to gather ourselves. Some people are leaving, some people are going home, some people are just, you know, some people now I'm like, okay, you know what, hey, let's go and do something together, let's actually get something done or something. Let's actually, you know, make travel plans or make trip plans and all these things. So that has been interesting. Speaking of sleeping, my story blew up overnight on Twitter, and I still don't know what to say about it. I found, like, I was thinking about something, you know, posting something on Twitter, you know, like everybody was posting on Twitter, right? I was just like, okay, you know, let me to post some on Twitter. So, you know, cool guy. I'm thanking God. And then I remember that I tweeted something a while back about finishing medical school. Oh, when I got, like, and then I went back to those tweets and everything. I was like, I went back and it was 2019, and I was like, and it was the day after I started medical school, like the day of the first day, because the day I truly really started the thing. And then I was just thinking back to how earlier that year I had just quit my job to come for the access course, how steep the odds were, given how many of us were applying and how many the class size was going to be. It was, you know, we ended up being a class of 65, and that year I think about 420 something people wrote. I'm not sure the exact number, but like a significant amount of people wrote that exam, and they only selected 65 of us. So it was a very competitive entrance process. That is the GEMP, the GEMP exam, if is what I'm talking about. And then all of a sudden, bam, I'm there. I am in class. I'm in medical school. Like, it's, oh my God, I can't believe I made it. I wasn't sure. When I was taking the leap, I definitely wasn't sure about anything. I just took a leap in faith that I was going to do it. I was going to believe in myself, and I did it, and bam, I'm in. And I was like, hey, wow, okay. And I tweeted, I think I was sending that tweet, like, I was about quitting my job in January. Now quitting my job in January to come for access course, how difficult that process was, and I'm in. And I'm just worried. My God, I was so worried when I got into medical school about everything that could, you know, go wrong over the next 4 years. The anxiety I was feeling, because I was like, I was leaving the job. Am I going to regret this? Am I going to get money? What if the sources I'm like, I was, things I was trying to do didn't work out, or people, like, I was anxious. I was stressed out about so many things. I was stressed out about, like, you know, money, living in Accra, not having anyone. struggled about money, about, you know, school. I was just about a lot of things that I didn't feel like I had control over. There was so many uncertainties about when I took the leap to come to this place, and I was really stressing out about it. And then I sent that tweet like, yo, okay, but I'm here, I'm in. And then I quote this tweet, and then I quote the tweet with seeing that and remembering how that feels. And I'm done. Like, that's it. Like, now, like, look at me now. Like, I can't believe how stressed out I was in that moment. And God just had my back the entire time. I couldn't have done this last 4 years without God, though. See, if God has come through for me with the amazing people I've met over the last 4 years, that have just been a blessing to me in so many ways. There were things I didn't think would work out, that just poof. I met some amazing people that have been generous to me in time, in kind, like in kind, in cash, in like just people that just like looked out for me. And I am so grateful for every single person I've met in this journey. I am so grateful. I can't even start to mention names. I don't want to mention names and everything, but I've taken the time out to thank them, and I will continue to take the time out to like thank more and more of them, because there were a lot of people that really pushed me and like inspired me and encouraged me during this period in so many ways, supported me, you know, and I'm grateful for all of them. So I put out this tweet, and I tweet like, okay, so I'm here, I've done it, put the tweet out, bam. I knew it was going to get maybe one or two, like a couple of likes. I know, because I knew my friends on the timeline were going to like it, so it was just kind of like announcing to them. But the way where the story went to, I don't know. The way my tweets blew up and people started DMing me, you know, about how like my story had been inspirational to them. Like, I left the bank job and I did this. Like, the amount of DMs, like the positive messages that have been associated with my story has been so amazing. Like, I don't know what to say. I am just eternally grateful that people could find inspiration from my story. You know, the friends that I've had that reached out to me, that friends I hadn't seen in a minute, that reached out to me about how, you know, like how what just happened, like what just happened for me, like made them inspired to go for their dreams. And while I was taking that crazy leap, I didn't think I was going to be inspiring anybody. I just knew I just had to do it. So I wasn't trying to be inspirational or anything. Besides, I don't think the inspiration about my story is even about me. It's just more in the grand scale of like, if you take a chance on yourself, it can work out. Like, it can actually work out. So more people should, you know, take a chance on themselves and believe in themselves. And that is not about me. I'm not a pioneer in that stance. Like, there are people that have done even more inspiring things, which I even look up to. But to everybody that like reached out to me and like said to me something of everything positive about how my story has been like inspirational for them, may God bless all of you, honestly. And I really wish all of you the best. I really wish everybody that has liked, for everybody that has, you know, been retweeting, like people had been saying some things in my comment that, oh, I also wanted to do something like this, and I've been like questioning myself, and people were having conversations encouraging one another under my posts, and I was like, oh, this is not even about me again. This is not about me again. And my story getting picked up by, like, my tweets getting picked up by blogs. which was really weird. And then contacting me that they want to talk to me and interview me about my story, about how I made it, how I, you know, made it through from changing, from like quitting my bank job and going to medical school. And I was just like, wow, this story is not even about me again. But I am just grateful for everybody, people that have been reaching out to me about how they can, you know, get into GEMP, how the program works and everything. I've done my best to direct them. The ones that reached out to me in my DMs, I've done my best to direct them to the right sites and give them the actual salient points on what to actually expect, what it entails, what are the requirements. And I don't know if I should do a more detailed breakdown on the requirements to get into GEMP. If you feel like so, please just send me a DM on the Vibes and Kelly Willy podcast handle on Instagram or on Twitter. It's at Vibes and N Kelly Willy. You'll find it right in the description of this episode. So please send, and on Spotify you actually answer this, write something about this podcast. So if you want me to do something more detailed, please, you know, write it in. But at this point, as I was saying, this podcast is no that my how my story blew up was no longer about me again. And I'm just grateful to everybody that has been positive, that everybody that has been, you know, sharing my story and using it to like tell them their friends to be inspired and to go for what they want. I wish all of you the best. May God bless every single one of you. I believe the sky is high enough for all birds to fly. Your shine doesn't diminish anybody's, and somebody else's shine will never diminish yours. The sky is high enough for all the birds to fly. So spread your wings and fly. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the support. Keep listening to the podcast. I have some interesting people I'll be talking to. And God bless you. I'm in a very good mood today. I'm a doctor.